as Shai Davidi. How come you didn't go to Minnesota?
Just the way the split went. I'm going to New York next week.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
So you won the lottery, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I pulled rank a little bit.
Probably. You did, huh? Did you? Attaboy. We like that. Around here, we like that. I mean, I'm sure that the other stiffs are pissed at you, but we like that.
I got first dibs.
Attaboy. Saw the lineup today, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Stuff.
Well, you know, finally.
You must be happy.
Well, finally, Gibby's listening to me. We had a little email exchange. We're gonna try and get him. We're gonna try and get him on. Oh yeah, you did hear. He told you, huh?
He mentioned it.
Yeah. So we had a little email exchange, and I mean, I didn't specifically say Batista, but I said, you know, shake it up, you dumb dumb. And well, I don't know. Do you think this is a good idea?
Look, you know, at this point, with where they're at and how things have gone, you know, I don't know.
Why not?
The idea. I want Jose Bautista in position to drive in runs, and I don't think the bottom of the lineup is going to put him in position to drive in runs. That's my personal thing. Like, you know, he's a run producer, and I know he's getting on base. I know you're trying to do things to get Josh Donaldson going. And you don't have an obvious leadoff guy. You know, I suggested to him yesterday. I said, you know, or asked him, would Jimmy Paredes be a guy you might look at leadoff? And he's like, well, we're kicking around a bunch of different things. He didn't mention this. But you know, this is. I think when you do something that's really out of character, sometimes it can be taken as a little bit of desperation, and that can be good, and that can be negative too. And so I'm just wondering how this is getting read right now.
But Shai, they lost three games badly. This is not a case of desperation. This might be a case of reality.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got a hit, and that's the bottom line. You know, they were due a series where the pitching blipped, right? Where the starters blipped. The starters had been lights out for the first 39 games or whatever. And then they had two bad ones, and Ari Dickey was mediocre, or slightly below mediocre. So, you know, that's okay. But they could have hit their way into the first game when they had an opportunity with the – and the second game when they had Archer on the ropes a little bit early and they didn't do anything. And they just haven't done that. They keep creating innings and not bringing them to fruition, right? And so that's when there's no offensive pressure on their end, it makes it easier on the other team to pitch, and that's what you're seeing right now. And so maybe it's, you know, this gets them going. I can't see this being a long term thing, but at this point, I can see the argument that hey, just find a way to get your best hitters the most at bats, and that's what this is going to accomplish.
Well, I mean, I think the answer to whether this is a long-term thing is, does Bautista hit and does the team win? Because I can guarantee you this much. If this lineup works, this lineup will stay this way until it stops working. That's what I know. Now, is it the right lineup? Look, and I can make the argument to you that Donaldson should never be in the number two spot. I mean, he's not a number two hitter. This is not only an MVP, but he's your best pure hitter and top of the food chain power hitter. He should be 3, 4, 5. But for whatever reason, it didn't, you know, they had a, this is just kind of how it worked out. And you don't mess with success, right? So,
right.
But right now things aren't successful. So you try things. And the one thing that I've said repeatedly is if you look at what you want from a leadoff hitter and then go and look at the statistics of the Toronto Blue Jays, and I don't mean like just the last 2 months of last year, I'm talking about historically, what these guys have done during the course of their careers, the guy that jumps out at you is Jose Bautista. His on-base, total on-base percentage is would make him an ideal leadoff hitter, except for what you said, is that he too is a 40 home run potential guy, and you would like to see guys on base when he comes up. There's no doubt about that. But if you're going to play the game the way they say you're supposed to play the game, he had to at least be a candidate. I'm glad they're giving him a shot at it. I don't know whether it's long-term or not.
Yeah, you know, the key, the reason Donaldson at two worked so well for the Blue Jays last year it's because Pilar and Gones and all the guys that they ran in the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah, got on base a fair bit. You're right.
Right. I mean, those are the guys, those are the primary guys he knocked in last year.
You're right.
Jose Reyes was in there. I can't remember the exact split, but Pilar and Gones were I believe, 1-2 or 1-2 in the top four. So in the absence of that, now you're taking one of your primary threats, and Batista has had a pretty good week, you know, since the Texas series. He started hitting in the Texas series before he got hit as it went. But you know, he was pretty hot there, and he had some good at bats against the Rays, even though he didn't necessarily get good results. And so you're taking away a middle of the order guy. But the issue is there's no one to set the tables. No one set the table for him. No one to set the table for Josh Donaldson. You know, Edwin Encarnacion is getting some opportunities thanks to Batista. Largely, but you know, you're right, it hasn't worked. But the problem is that there's just too many cold spots in the lineup, and that it's really difficult for them to cluster four or five hitters who are, you know, in good shape right now. And when you don't have that cluster, then you become much easier to pitch around.
Any way to know what Bautista's reaction to this will be?
I don't think he's gonna like it. But at the same time, I think he's going to recognize that this is probably not for the rest of the season, and that this is something to try and jumpstart the offense. But you know, he wants to be a run producer, and he should be a run producer. I mean, based on his career, and I would understand him not loving the idea, but I can understand him too, or I could see him also saying, you know what, let's try this. You know, Devin Travis is coming relatively soon, and then at that point we have a bit more of a natural leadoff hitter, and maybe then we go back to a more conventional setup.
Mm. One of the pieces of news over the last few days is Brett Cecil's injury, which now will keep him out at least a month. That was originally thought, you know, a couple of weeks, but now we're looking at a month, and who knows if it's going to be longer than that. Is there any way, Shy, to assess that the troubles that he had in the early part of the season might have been linked to this problem, or did this surface when they first diagnosed it?
Well, what I can tell you is what he told us Sunday in Texas when we asked him about after he went on the DL. And he said that the series against Texas here, I think it was May 3rd game, when he got on the mound and started warming up, he felt a tug, and that seemed to be the starting point. Now, could there have been some weakness there beforehand? Maybe, but I'd just be speculating about that at this point. The definitive point where he did say he felt the tug was that May 3rd game. That was the first time it became problematic. But I think everyone's looking for a reason as to why he hasn't been what he's been. And could that be it? Sure, but you know, maybe there was some other issue in the area that led to the injury, and that it wasn't directly that. I don't know. Bottom line is the Jays have been struggling with Cecil against left-handed hitters in key spots, and now they're gonna have to figure it out without Cecil for an extended period. And you know, Aaron Sanchez had a similar injury last year, and he ended up needing close to 6 weeks before he got back. But they are also building him up as a starter during that period, during his rehab, before switching into the bullpen. So maybe it's a bit of a shorter return for Cecil.
Arden Swelling is reporting that the Blue Jay players, Batista, Edwin, Martin, Donaldson, met last week to discuss ideas to help the team out of its offensive funk. And one of the suggestions they brought to the coaching staff was the batting order we see tonight. Whether that's accurate or not, I do not know, but it is. It means I may not be able to take credit for this.
Or maybe they were horrible. Listening. Maybe they were listening.
Oh, I'm sure that's what it was, John. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, great minds think alike.
Because we know the players all listen
been.
To Bob.
Not likely.
No.
I hate to bring this up, but, you know, it's an inevitability. We've had a manager fired already this year.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta, with the scuffling that's going on with this team, do you think it's possible that Gibby's being watched very carefully, or the performance of this team is being watched carefully with the idea maybe we should change the manager? Like, we have a new management team, you know, with Shapiro et al. We don't really know how they react to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, based on track record in Cleveland, we didn't really see that. And I always think, is there something actionable from the manager's end that you look at and say, you know what, because of that, it's not going to work. And I don't think that's what we've seen so far. You can't blame John Gibbons for Brett Cecil and Drew Storen being terrible. You can't blame them for the hitters not hitting. And so, you know, this isn't like hockey or basketball or football where the new voice really matters. You know, there's no rah-rah stuff in baseball. It's, hey, this is what you need to do. Make sure you do it. And you get out of line, you straighten a guy out. I mean, that's managing in baseball. And then, you know, try to plug in the right reliever at the right time. So, you know, is someone going to come in and move the dominoes a lot better? Maybe, but I just don't see it. And just knowing, from what we know of Shapiro's track record, he tends towards stability. So, you know, I would think that things would have to get, you know, complete tire fire-ish for that to happen. And I don't know if it's a total tire fire yet.
No, it's not. And I hope you're right. But
yeah.
The truth of the matter is, there's one reason why managers get fired, and that's because the record of the team is poor. And yeah. And almost, you know, you can almost
invariably. And you can't fire the players.
And you can't fire the players. And we got to do something.
Yeah.
And so let's see if a new manager can inspire these guys. And it's not. And I'm sure managers get fired all the time, and general managers say, I didn't want to do it, but I got no choice. I got to get the team going. And trades in Major League Baseball this time of year, as you know, are almost impossible.
Unless you overpay.
Almost impossible. So what do you do? What do you do to light a fire under a team? If you're the Atlanta Braves and you got a crummy team, firing the manager doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me at this point. But if you're a team that aspires to success, if you're a team that has $145 million payroll, if you've got a team that went to the American League Championship Series last year, your expectation level is really high. And if the team isn't performing, you feel as the general manager or president in this case, which is the same thing, you got to do something. What can I do? Well, so fire Gibby.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is the guy who I believe is going to be the next manager of the team, Bud Black, he's in an advisor role with the Angels right now, which seems like a position that he could probably get out of reasonably easily if there was an interest on the Blue Jays end. And he's got a connection to John Hart in Atlanta, mm-hmm. where, you know, they're looking for someone too. So does that impact things? I'm not sure. But all we can do is look at track record. And track record to this point suggests that Shapiro wouldn't make a mid-season firing unless things were just, you know, completely off the rails. And that, you know, it may get to that point, but, you know, they've got as much of a cream puff team in the American League as you're going to find in the Twins for the next 4 days. Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion have traditionally hit really well there. Mm-hmm. This is a good opportunity for them to straighten themselves out and then deal with the Yankees next week.
Well, in defense of John Gibbons, he didn't trade Revere for Storen.
Yep.
Have you seen a player in recent years be visibly less enthusiastic to be a Toronto Blue Jay than Drew Storen?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with how he's pitching right now.
Okay.
You know, he's been in a pretty tough spot, and you know, the last couple of days used in the ninth inning of route games. I mean, that's got to be a pretty significant blow to him. And you know, I come down to, hey, you don't like it, pitch better. And he's been trying to figure some things out. And, you know, the Blue Jays really need him to figure some things out. And they need him to be a good seventh, eighth inning guy.
Yeah.
Because if he's not, they're going to have a tough time filling his shoes. I mean, really, the only internal replacement is Aaron Sanchez. And doing that now is incredibly unfair to Sanchez, detrimental long term. And not necessarily the best answer for your team because, you know, you're creating one hole to patch another.
Yep.
So if Drew Storen doesn't get it figured out, it's going to be really difficult. Same with Brett Cecil too. I mean, these are guys you just can't replace.
We got to go. You probably have things to do as well. Maybe get ready for a baseball. Oh, no, you don't have to get ready for a baseball game. Batista leading off. Watch out. Pay attention, Davidi.
I'll never doubt you again, Bob.
There you go. We'll oh, shy. Please.
Atta boy.
Don't.
Atta boy. Talk to you soon. Thanks, pal.
Be well, guys.